در داستان بعدی با اروین، ماهبانو، بهرام و یارانشان در سفری به ژرفای سرزمین آتشفشانهای خاموش همراه باشید. سفری به میانه کوهستان زاگرس، دشت‌های فلات ایران، مردمان بومی و اسرار سربه‌مهر.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
I have a little secret for you. Huddle up. Huddle up! Poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion. Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for. To quote from Whitman, O me, O life, of the questions of these recurring, of the endless trains of the faithless, of cities filled with the foolish, what good amid these, O me, O life? Answer, that you are here, that life exists and identity, that the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. The powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. What will your verse be?
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society, his famous speech about what will your verse be. In I thought I'd start off the show this week by playing that because devastating news about Robin Williams earlier in the week. Unfortunately, our clown has passed on. And I just wanted to pay tribute to such a wonderful man that gave so many laughs to so many people throughout the world. And I hope he's in a better place and he has some peace. So That's such a beautiful quote from Dead Poets Society, and I'm sure you're all out there watching your favourite Robin Williams movies throughout this week in memoriam of Robin Williams. So I wanted to start a little bit somber than I usually start, but I think it's fitting for such a brilliant man that was unfortunately had to move on before his time, and you know, devastating news finding out that he was had also been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease as well. Well, I'm your host, Fleur Cooper. I'm here for the next hour and a half. If you haven't listened to Are You Aware before, I'll give you a bit of a lowdown on what I usually play. Are You Aware? Music that has something to say profiles music or musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So I try and find a song that has a positive social justice message, or I just really like the song, like the next song I'm about to play for you. But I also try and find out what philanthropic work that artist has done in an effort to inspire you, the listener, to be involved with your favorite bands, charity, or just through the power of music, be inspired to be involved globally, globally, nationally, or locally in some goodwill, I guess is the best way to describe it. So for the first music that we've got going on for today, I have for you Canada's own Chromeo. They formed back in 2004 in Montreal, self-described as the only successful Arab-Jewish partnership since the dawn of human culture. P-Thug is the keyboard, synthesizer, and talk box, and Dave One is guitar and lead vocals. These guys are two childhood friends. P-Thug was actually born in Lebanon and moved to Canada at age 8, and then the duo met around the time they were 15. One of their more well-known albums, Fancy Footwork, was actually released in 2007. Then in 2011, Chromeo actually held a contest for the best t-shirt design that's inspired by their Night Falls tour. The winner had their t-shirt design produced and sold during the Night Falls tour and also received 50% net profits, with Chromeo donating the remaining 50% of the net profits to a charity of the Women's Choice. The Winner's Choice. I really like how they engaged their fans to think creatively of, obviously directing funds to some charities. Unfortunately, I don't know which charity they chose, but I thought it was a very cool way of getting not only Chromeo involved in something philanthropic, but also their fans. Now, I'm going to play Over Your Shoulder from their new album, White Women, which was released on May 12th, 2014. So only a couple of months old, which is fantastic. Chromeo, they're always so fantastic. I love this song. I hope you like it too. Here's Chromeo on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Oh, the grass is greener everywhere you look. So many girls out there, I could write a book. That one's ass is Lena, and this one's like Serena, but I think your silhouette is meaner. And even though you got small breasts, but to me they look the best. I confess, I wanna go home and get you undressed. You see, your problems of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecies, so probably your best policy is to talk to me. Shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right. Just stop looking over your shoulder, 'cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right. Oh, the grass is green.
one's more the model size. I know you heard this 100 times. To me what matters is what's inside. And a little backside kick, is that bad, is that taboo? Can I get a bird's eye view? You see, your bronze of self-esteem could be self-fulfilling prophecy. So arguably the best policy should be talking to me, or talking to me. Stop looking over your shoulder, cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right. Stop looking over your shoulder, cause if it was up to me, crown. Put yourself in an evening gown and I'll roll around. Rip it off, break you off. JetBlue Airways taking off. Couple of days where the sand is soft. Oh, aren't you glad you took the weekend off? Cause it's those little imperfections that make beauty in my eyes. I wanna be in the intersection of your thighs. And you worry about your size. It's nonsense, it's not a contest. And besides, if it was a contest, you'd win it. Take a bath with you in it. Bathroom sex, you with it. I did it, I might. I'll do it with you if you wanna try. I've seen you crack and a smile. Guess I have to stay for a while. Stop looking over your shoulder, cause if it was up to me, I would make you feel right.
Vancouver Queer Film Festival is back for its 26th year in theaters August 14 to 24. More than 80 films from 11 countries, including Russia, Brazil, Italy, and the Philippines, showcase themes of gender identity, forbidden love, and culture. Super Pass is available now and tickets on sale July 24. For tickets and more info, check out queerfilmfestival.ca. Support the festival. Donate $10 by texting GIVER10, spelled G-I-V-E-R 10, to 45678.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Been living on the highest shelf.
To Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR, the one and only 101.9 FM in Vancouver, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, but also a very humid, weird city right now when it comes to weather. But like everybody says, we need it. I'm from Australia, so I can do with a little less rain, but I'll take it. I'm not too worried about it. I just hope that it gets hotter for the rest of August and into September, because the rain and the cold will be here shortly. Talking about Australians, that was Vance Joy with his runaway hit from last year, Rip Tide. Such a fun, you know, quirky, like, oh, I just love it. Makes you all happy and smiling from the inside out. He was born in Melbourne and he signed a 5-album deal with Atlantic Records, so he's not doing too bad for himself. He has an arts law degree from Monash University in Melbourne, and he released his EP, God Loves You When You're Dancing, which is what Riptide comes from, just last year. So, like I said, he is just killing it. Riptide was voted number one on 2013 Triple J Hottest 100. Which is I've told you guys about this before, and I know I shouldn't be promoting other radio stations, but I feel like it's okay because Triple J is in Australia. Triple J do a Hottest 100 every year that is actually played or counted down on Australia Day, which is January 26th. So they give you a couple of months beforehand to vote for your favorite song from that year that has been played on Triple J. And it's super fun. I've said this before. It's your own musical. You don't have to put a playlist together. You already have a playlist sorted for your Australia Day parties. And it's very cool walking down streets in Australia because you can hear Triple J being blasted out of everybody's backyard, which is very, very cool. In the middle there, we heard the Fresh and Onlys that formed in San Francisco in 2008. The song we heard was Summer of Love from the album Play It Strange, which was released in 2010. Pitchfork Media placed it at number 29 on its list of the top 50 albums of 2010. And the Fresh and Onlys released their new album, House of Spirits, in June of this year. So again, only a couple of months old, and maybe I might play one of those new songs in the coming weeks. And then Before the Fresh and Onlys, we heard A Tribe Called Red, which is a Canadian band based out of Ottawa, Ontario, the nation's capital. As you can tell by what you heard, they blend hip-hop, reggae, dubstep-influenced dance music with elements of First Nations music, specifically vocal chanting and drumming. They consist of three DJs, and the group describes its music as powwow step, which I kind of like, which is a style of contemporary powwow music for urban First Nations in the dance club scene. They've been huge supporters of the Idle No More campaign, and they actually in 2013 issued a public statement asking non-Aboriginal fans to refrain from cultural appropriation by not wearing headdresses and wall paint to their shows. Apparently, I haven't been to any festivals ashamedly in the last couple of years, which I don't know why that's happened. I think it's just the finances haven't been there. But I hear that's what a lot of people are doing nowadays, is they're actually wearing headdresses, which is just screams scary and screams like super inappropriate. It's kind of like, and I'm just showing my age. In the 90s, there was a trend for a while, fashion trend, of wearing bindis in the middle of your forehead, sort of like what the Indian ladies wear. And again, a cultural appropriation. When it's not your culture, please don't wear it. It's kind of offensive. Furthermore, they filed a human rights complaint against an amateur football club in Ottawa that was using Redskins as its club name, which is just horrendous. They actually garnered two Juno Awards for their Nation to Nation album, which is what we just heard. And the song that we heard was Sisters featuring Northern Voice. That they actually won Breakthrough Group for that album in 2014 for the Junos, which is very, very cool. So great to hear a First Nations Canadian band winning Junos. We need more of that. It's such a diverse and interesting music throughout the different nations throughout Canada. So any First Nation budding artists out there, go and record your stuff and get it out there, because places like CITR will play it, because we obviously promote and support all independent Canadian music, because that's why we're so good. Now, moving on to another Canadian homestay, I guess. Timmy Hoes, or Tim Hortons, as if you want to go obviously full professional. There's a petition going around by someofus.org, which is a great group that sort of develops petitions when they see inactions and inequalities happening. Right now, Tim Hortons is still on the fence about using palm oil. And you're probably thinking, Fleur, who cares about palm oil? Why do I need to know about it? Why do I need to care about it? Well, the problem is every time you eat those delicious Timbits and all that greasy palm oil gets all over your face and all your fingers, you are actually helping to reduce the jungle in Sumatra, and obviously are pushing orangutan, Sumatran tigers, and countless other species to the brink of extinction. So as a customer of Tim Hortons, which I know you all are, you can do something about it by obviously signing this petition. And, you know, obviously you can write to Tim Hortons and say, as a conscientious customer, we do not agree with you using palm oil. Many of the world's biggest palm oil consumers, like Kellogg's and Nestle, have actually moved fast to source more responsibility some other oils more responsibility. But unfortunately, Timmy Hoes is lagging behind. So they know the issue is important and says it will think about doing something in the future. But obviously, the tigers don't have that much time. There are only 400 Sumatran tigers left in the world. And with more, more of their jungle getting cut down and used for farmland, they're obviously going to be reduced. So you can do something about it. I'm going to put this up on my Facebook page as well as Twitter. You can find me on Are You Aware Radio on both of those little social medias. Take 2 seconds to sign the petition and really make a difference, because you know what? You can sign a petition by sitting there and clicking, listening to CITR, and enjoying my grooves while obviously doing something really important for the Sumatran tigers as well as the orangutans. But I'm going to keep the music going now while you go and sign your petition. I'm going to sign it during this break and I will put it up on Facebook so you have access to it as well. I'm going back into the 20s. That's right. I have decided to go back in time for this next song. Sippy Wallace, she was born in November 1898 and unfortunately passed on in 1986. She's an American singer-songwriter, and between 1923 and 1927, she recorded over 40 songs, many written by herself or her brothers. Up the Country Blues, the former written with her brother George, sold well enough to make Wallace a blues star in the early 1920s. And I don't care what you say, music that's good is always going to be good, no matter how long ago it was recorded. She's accomplished many blues artists, including Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds, and Sidney Bechet. She was among the top female blues vocalists of her era. And she actually, in the 30s, left show business to become a church organist, singer, and choir director, but then returned in the 60s to resume her career. So this is a really great song. These are for the ladies out there that are listening in. This song is called Woman Be Wise, and it basically talks about stop bragging about your man because some other woman is going to come along and steal it from under you. Woman Be Wise was actually released in 1966. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Now, women be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise. Never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Now women be wise, keep your mouth shut, and don't advertise. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man, don't never sit around gossiping, explaining what your good man really can do. Now these women nowadays, they are not true blue. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man, don't be no fool, don't advertise your man. What da da da, what da. What da da da, what da da dee, what da la lu, what da da do, what da da da, what la lu. Now these women nowadays, they ain't no good. They fools around with everybody in your neighborhood. Now women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't ever tie your man, don't be no fool, don't ever tie your man. Now women be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't ever tie your man. never sit around, girls, explaining all your secrets, telling folks what your good man really can do. For these women nowadays, no, they ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, then try to steal your man from you. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your
Vancouver's original Latin Summer Festival is on August 17th at Trout Lake. Joy, fun, and food for families and folks of all ages. Latin-style dance celebrations all day include dance floors, DJs, bands, dancers, and exciting demos at our community booths. Come Early, Stay Late, just off the Nanaimo SkyTrain stop. For more information, go to latinsummerfest.com.
Who are trying to fit into the social norm like squeezing in last year's prom dress. I know girls who are low-rise, MAC eyeshadow, and binge drinking. I know girls that wonder if they're disaster and sexy enough to fit in. I know girls who are fleeing bombs from the mosques of their skin. Playing Russian roulette with death, it's never easy to accept that our bodies are fallible and flawed. But when do we draw the line? When the knife hits the skin, isn't it the same thing as purging? Because we're so obsessed with death. Some women just have more guts than others. The funny thing is women like us don't shoot. We swallow pills, still wanting to be beautiful at the morgue, still proceeding to put on makeup, still hoping that the mortician finds us fuckable and attractive. We might as well be buried with our shoes and handbags and scarves. Girls, we flirt with death every time we etch a new tally mark into our skin. I know how to split my wrist to reveal a battlefield too, but the time has come for us to reclaim our bodies. Our bodies deserve more than to be war-torn and collateral, offering this fuckdom as a pathetic means to say, I only know how to exist when I am wanted. Girls like us are hardly ever wanted, you know? We're used up, and we're sad, and drunk, and perpetually waiting by the phone for someone to pick up and tell us that we did good. We did good.
I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. My body is whole. My body is whole. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said I am. I know I am because I said.
Your hands over your bumpy love body naked, and remember the first time you touched someone with the sole purpose of learning all of them. Touch them because the light was pretty on them, and the dust and the sunlight danced the way your heart did. Touch yourself with a purpose. Your body is the most beautiful royal. Fathers and uncles are not claiming your knife anymore, are not your razor. Now put the sharpness back. Lay your hands flat and feel the surface of scarred skin. I once touched a tree with charred limbs. The stump was still breathing, but the tops were just ashy remains. I wonder what it's like to come back from that, because sometimes I feel cool wrist fires erupting from my wrists, and the smoke signals sent out the most beautiful things I've ever seen. Love your body the way your mother loved your baby feet, and brother arm-wrapping shoulders, and remember, this is important. You are worth more than who you fuck. You are worth more than a waistline. You are worth more than beer bottles displayed like drunken artifacts. You are worth more than any naked body could proclaim in the shadows. More than a man's whim or your father's mistake. You are no less valuable as a size 16 than a size 4. You are no less valuable as a 32A than a 36C. Your sexiness is defined by concentric circles within your wood. It is wisdom. You are a goddamn tree stump with leaves sprouting out. Reborn.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And what a great song, a great lady, and she has so much ahead of her. That was Mary Lambert with her album Welcome to the Age of My Body. And her that song was I Know Girls, Body Love. And for every girl out there, that that song rings pretty true. There's a lot of pressure for young girls or women of any age to fit into society's concept of what is beautiful and normal. So well done to her for making a song and being just someone that's actually going to speak out about it, because there's a lot of pressure to conform to one type of ideal of what a perfect woman is. So well done, Mary Lambert. She's from Seattle, obviously a singer-songwriter and, as you heard, a spoken word artist. She's worked with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis on their track The Heist, and she also featured as a singer and songwriter for their gay rights single Same Love, which was a huge hit for them. Lambert wrote the chorus hook in 2 hours, which is crazy. And that chorus draws on Lambert's experience as a lesbian growing up in a tumultuous Christian upbringing. Her debut EP was Letters Don't Talk, which was released in July of 2012. And she released her second EP last year, just at the end of last year, Welcome to the Age of My Body, under Capitol Records. And no doubt she will go far. In the middle there, we heard Lady. Love, love, love that song. I know if you're a regular listener to RUA, you know that I love the soul and the funk and the R&B. I mean, R&B is pure R&B, not top 40 R&B. And Lady is no exception. I actually heard that on a True Blood episode. Yes, that is my guilty pleasure. I do like True Blood. Sad to see it's the last season, but yeah. I'll take True Blood over Twilight any day of the week. And they actually had that on one of their episodes at the end, and I just loved it as soon as I heard it. So Lady is Nicole Monique Ray and her band, and it's also the title of her debut album, Lady, which the song we just heard was Karma. And that's the late she's released under Truth and Soul Records. Actually, at 17, Nicole is a bit of a progeny. She was a protege, not a progeny. Now I'm getting confused with True Blood. Nicole was the first artist signed to Missy Elliott's Goldmine Records, and in 1998, her debut single, Make It Hot, actually went on to reach certified gold status, which is pretty cool. She's been featured in hit singles by Missy Elliott, Kid Cudi, and Black Keys' excellent side project, I guess, called Black Rock. And she's actually was asked to enlist her background vocals to their 7th studio album, Brothers. And she played at the Jazz Fest this year, which I sadly missed. Darn it. Now, before I start playing you some other music, I wanted to tell you about a couple of cool things that are going on this weekend, in case you didn't know. Now, there's a group called the Kits Space Project. You can check them out at Kits Space on Twitter, kits.space on Facebook, kitsspaceproject.com. That's KITS SPACE, and then capital P, and everything else is lowercase, project, or one word. Now, they have their sort of mission is revitalizing public spaces and offering free classes and event. So all throughout the summer, they've been offering on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 o'clock free yoga down at Kits Beach, which is very cool. I've been meaning to go there all summer, and I finally got my butt down there last week, and it was very enjoyable under the trees. It's quite nice to do yoga outside instead of in a sweaty studio with 100 other people, like you kind of find in yoga studios throughout Vancouver. So what these guys are really trying to do is just get to know their neighbors, create opportunities for communities to come together and do something fun. Now, they're doing something very cool this weekend. They're having a tie-dye water balloon fight down I think it's Spanish Banks, but go check it out online. It's on this Sunday, You can find out what time online, and it's going to be crazy. They're going to be doing some kind of tribal yoga. They have a tie-dye water balloon fight going on and a whole bunch of other super fun things. So go check out this, the Kits Space Project, to find out more about the tie-dye water balloon fight. Now, if tie-dye water balloon fights aren't your shtick, maybe Game of Thrones is. And if you're a regular listener, you know that I love me some Game of Thrones. Well, Game of Thrones, the exhibition, is actually coming to the PNE this Saturday, going from this Saturday till September 1st. So only 2 weeks to go and be nerdy and look at all the artifacts from Westeros. At 3 o'clock on Saturday, Shay from Game of Thrones, the actress that plays Shay, who is Tyrion's now, if you haven't watched Game of Thrones, I'm about to give away a spoiler. So close your ears. It's a season 4 spoiler. Please close your ears now. For everybody else, Shay is obviously Tyrion Lannister's deceased mistress whore, who betrayed him quite substantially with his father. She, the actress, is going to be doing a Q&A down at the PNE. So if you're a bit of a Game of Thrones nerd like myself, it's very exciting. I'm going down there with my boyfriend to check it out and maybe even get a photo or an autograph with Shay as well. Without further ado, I'm going to keep the music pumping because that's why you're all here. The next album or song I'm going to play is What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club, from Tourist History, their album of a couple of years ago. They're from Northern Ireland and they've been around since 2007. Tourist History was released in 2010 and actually won the Choice Music Prize for Irish Album of the Year in the following year. And the band said it was the first award they ever won, and they donated the €10,000 prize money to charity. What friggin' legends. Their most recent album, Beacon, was released in 2012, so they are kind of due for a new album, which I hope, because I love Two Door Cinema Club. They're super fun and just a great way to get your body moving. Well, without further ado, here is Two Door Cinema Club. You're on listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 FM.
Watch. be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman, for when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
Thank you.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center, East Wing, to meet top universities from around the world offering post-grad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver with 22 minutes to go before Darren G is in the hot seat with Stereoscopic Readout. That was Fitz and Tantrums with their song The Walker from their 2013 LP, More Than Just a dream. They were heralded as the band to watch in 2011 by Rolling Stone, and they've been around since 2008 out of Los Angeles. What a fun song. If you weren't at least tapping your toe, if not bouncing up and down in your bedroom or wherever you were, doing a bit of chair dancing during that song, I don't know, we might have to take you to get your heart scanned, because you got to be involved and you've got to be into that song because it is so fun. In 2013, Tantrums actually played for a charity event to benefit Palmetto Lifeline, which is it was a pretty cool deal. They did five songs for $5. It was by donation to help save lives at Palmetto Lifeline, which is a no-kill shelter that finds forever homes and rescue animals that might otherwise be killed. If you want to know more about that, palmettolifeline.org to find out more about that. In the middle there, we heard an oldie but a goodie from Muse. They've been around since 1994. They're a UK band from Devon. Origin of Symmetry, which is what you heard, and the song was Newborn, a bit of blasting rock to melt your face off this Thursday evening. That was actually their second studio album and was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, of which they won Best Rock Album. Their 5th studio album was The Resistance, released in 2009. By 2012, Muse sold over 15 million albums worldwide. And The Second Law is the 6th studio album, which was released in October 2012. They actually released their 3rd live album, Live at Rome Olympic Stadium, in November 2013. And as of May of this year, they've begun work on their 7th studio album. So they've been pumping these albums out pretty consistently for quite a long time. Now, Muse has actually been involved quite substantially with War Child. Launched 20 years ago as a response to the conflict in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which left thousands of children starving, War Child has brought relief to 800,000 children caught up in some of the world's worst conflicts. Now, what they do, they basically get awesome bands to do covers and release albums. It's wicked. So Muse actually contributed to one of their albums, the cover of House of the Rising Sun by, if I remember correctly, The Animals. The charity is currently engaged in providing safe spaces for Syrian children and their families who have fled over the border into Lebanon to escape the conflict. Very, very cool. Well, I don't have much time left before, like I said, Darren G is in the house, but I wanted to play you some Canadian music because it's been a little while since I played some Canadian on the show today. Now, the next band I'm going to be playing is called The Albertans, and they're from, well, they're from all over the shop, but they actually call Van City their home. They formed in Vancouver, but they're from Alberta, Saskatchewan, and the US. Dangerous Anything, which is what I'm going to be playing for you, is their 3rd full-length album. They're a 4-piece consisting of synth, guitars, drums, and bass. So without further ado, you're going to hear Jason. This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. him.
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now, it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn!
First you dig peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. You crush them. Then you spread them. You spread them. Peanut butter.
Damn!
Peanut butter.
Damn, mother...
If you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
If you've got scared of money, you're always laying down. If you've got scared of money, run you out of town. If you've got the small stack, Jack, you best not be afraid. You either take the king down, get out of his way. They see you walking in, put a target on your chest. See you at your worst. They want you at your best. You know where to run. Yawn far too deep. The climb is far too high. Fall is far too steep. If you've got scared of money, you're always laying down. If you've got scared of money, run you out of town. If you've got the small stack, Jack, best not be afraid. You either take the king down or get out of his way. So welcome to my world. Take a chair. There's demons in your drink. Evil lies everywhere. Only hope that you gon' have is your eye and wear. Eat a bow down loud. I'm coming for the kill. If you've got scared of money, run you out of town.
swallow. I know what you think. You're up against the wall with a killer in your side. You'll bleed to death slowly. Get back up and take the king down, get out of his way.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm nearly done for this week and until October. That's right, I'm going to be away for the next little while on some work stuff, some Ontarian travels, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I wanted to say, before I leave, everyone have a fantastic last couple of weeks of summer and a new start to the new school year. But before I go, I should probably tell you about who you just heard. That was Amos Lee with his song Scared Money from his album Mountains of Sorrow, Rivers of Song. He played actually the Vancouver Folk Festival this year. He's an American singer-songwriter, born in Philadelphia, and has recorded 5 albums. He released his 5th studio album, Mountain of Sorrow, River of Songs, last October. And the deluxe edition actually carries that song, Scared Money. And I thought it was a great song to put on the theme of Are You Aware? Now, he's been involved in Farm Aid, which is a benefit concert to help raise funds for farmers throughout the United States. As well, he's a volunteer on Musicians on Call, which is a bedside performance program in Philadelphia. They basically bring live and recorded music to the bedsides of patients in healthcare facilities as a way of obviously complementing the healing process for patients, families, and caregivers. Very cool indeed. Well, I'm going to leave you with the Be Good Tanyas, a folk music group formed in 1999 in Vancouver. This is a career retrospective album called A Collection, which was released July 2012, and the song is called Waiting Around to Die. Everyone be good to one another. Enjoy the last few weeks of summer, and I will see you in October. Bye for now.
Rambling. Well, it's easier than just waiting around to die.
longtime friends. I had a mug. I even had a pub. He beat her with a belt once, cause she cried. She told him to take care of me. She headed down to Tennessee. Well, it's easier just waiting around to die. Then I came of age and I found a girl in a Tuscaloosa bar. She cleaned me out and she hit it on the side. Well, I tried to kill the pain. I bought some wine and hopped a train. Well, it was easier than just waiting around to die. And a friend said he knew where some easy money was. We robbed a man and brother, did we fly? But the posse caught up with me and they dragged me back to Muskogee. And now it's 2 long years waiting around to die. And together we're gonna wait around.